Hey neighbors, it's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Tuesday, November 20th, being brought to you by our toy drive. Power 98 is joining with the CMPD to share the joy of toys this holiday season. Join us on November 30th as we broadcast live with Fox 46 from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the Walmart in the Whitehall Commons Shopping Center to give a holiday of hope to over 1,700 Charlotte area kids. Please drop off new and unwrapped toys at the Whitehall Commons Walmart between 6 a.m. and 7 p.m. Log on to power98fm.com for all of those details. Rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine has been busted by the feds on racketeering charges. Tekashi's manager and two other associates have also gone down for over 17 counts that go back to 2013. ATF agents arrested the four on Sunday night in New York City. A seven-page indictment details six counts of shootings, drug deals, and robberies, and they're also saying that they were selling MDMA, heroin, fentanyl, and marijuana throughout New York City. Tekashi 6ix9ine was recently interviewed, and he said there were two things that he feared: God and the FBI. 6ix9ine could face life in prison if found guilty. Fans of Lil Wayne waited for 7 years to hear the Carter 5, and it looks like they liked it because the project is
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Now eligible for platinum certification because its sales and streams have reached 1 million. Half of those sales came in the first weeks of the album's release. Many thought the album would never see the light of day as Wayne battled it out with Cash Money CEO Baby in court, but it is here and obviously it is doing well. Cardi B just gave her mother a major gift. The superstar got her a brand new dream house in New York. Cardi gave fans a look at the crib on Instagram. The two-story home features a media room, gym, and a basement with a fireplace. Cardi said at one time she was only able to afford a home in the $600,000 range, so she wanted to wait until she could afford something nicer. Cardi didn't mention exactly how much she paid for a mama's crib, but it was probably well into the millions. Diddy is in the process of planning an elaborate funeral for the mother of his children, Kim Porter. Word is he's planning on having a horse-drawn carriage to carry her casket, and Pastor T.D. Jakes is going to conduct the service. The family is going to come together on Friday for dinner, followed by a ceremony on Saturday. An event is also planned for Sunday. Porter is going to be buried in Columbus, Georgia, where she grew up and where her mother was buried in 2014. Diddy did hold a memorial for Kim at his Bel Air home on Sunday. 100 guests were invited, including Mary J. Blige, French Montana, and Pharrell. Happy birthday to Future, Dominique Dawes, and Joe Biden. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your nosy neighbor news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.